The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Officer after officer taking the witness stand, hammering the point that Derek Chauvin used excessive force on George Floyd.
You want to use the least amount of force necessary to meet your objectives.
Lieutenant Johnny Mercil oversees the Minneapolis Police Department's use of force education and trains Chauvin himself.
If there was, say for example, the subject was under control and handcuffed, would this be authorized?
I would say no.
An outside expert from the LAPD agreed.
My opinion was that the force was excessive.
But Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, insists an angry crowd of bystanders distracted him and that Floyd died from drug use and underlying medical conditions.
Oh my God.
During cross-examination, Nelson also brought up this training picture that shows an officer restraining a suspect with his knee across his shoulders and neck.
If that person were to be handcuffed and circumstances dictated, the officer would be permitted to continue to hold his knee in that same position. Agreed?
I would say yes. However, we've cautioned officers that be mindful of the neck area and to look for the shoulder for placement.
Still, a potentially key witness for the defense is up in the air. Maurice Hall was a passenger in Floyd's SUV, seen here in this body camera video. On Tuesday, he appeared remotely out of the jury's view. His lawyer says he'd invoke the Fifth Amendment to avoid questions about whether he provided Floyd drugs.
He has been provided no immunity, no protection for his testimony whatsoever.
The judge asked both sides to draft a list of limited questions for review. Each day, tense for the Floyd family.
After we get the verdict and we get this conviction, we'll be able to breathe.
Wow. Okay. So I'm not going to air the trial today. Do you know why? Do you know why? Because the prosecution is still calling expert witnesses to testify that the amount of force that was used against George Floyd was excessive. Yes, we had Johnny Mercil, the guy who trained Derek Chauvin himself. Yes, that was excessive force. We had Sergeant Steiger yesterday all day, qualified as an expert. Then he testified, yes, the amount of force that was used against George Floyd was excessive. Now we have Sergeant James Ryerson on the stand. He's an expert that's being qualified today to testify that, yes, the amount of force used against George Floyd was excessive. Can't we all stipulate? That's a nice legal term. That's a good one. Stipulate. Know what that means? Everyone agrees. Oh, it's a good word. Two of my favorites. Stipulate and in perpetuity. What is in perpetuity? Oh, that's after you die. Keeps on going. Can't we just stipulate with a signed statement from, oh, I don't know, the world? The entire freaking world, that the amount of force used against George Floyd was excessive? Can't we just agree? Now, I think the prosecution's making a mistake here, I must say. I think that all these expert witnesses that are all being called to testify is excessive. I know the prosecutor, this is the state making its case against Derek Chauvin, and I get that they want to check every box and cross every T and dot every I and talk to every expert that there was available to, but I gotta say, after the LAPD guy, Steiger, you know, that's where we left off yesterday, when the LAPD says you've used excessive force, I think you're pretty much done. Step back, sit down, let the jury have it. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? And if a crowd is the reason that you felt that you needed to stand on him for another 5 minutes after he was dead, maybe you shouldn't be a cop. If a crowd watching you freaks you out, don't be a stripper, don't be a cop. Just saying. Holy crap, man, this is unbelievable. So now the defense, poor Eric, okay? Poor Eric is claiming that when George Floyd was actually saying, I can't breathe, that was a form of resisting arrest. He actually asked these questions yesterday. This is very sick. Have you ever arrested somebody who said, I can't breathe, and you didn't believe them? Have you ever arrested somebody that said, I can't breathe, and they really could? He's asking these stupid questions. These are hypotheticals. None of it has anything to do with anything that we see on this videotape. None of it. And he keeps on doing weird things, you know, bringing up, well, what if this happened and what if that happened? But it didn't happen here. None of it happened here. And the only reason why he's doing it is because he's poor Eric, and he has to answer, you know, when these witnesses are called one after the other, after the other, after the other. It's going to be a great closing argument on the part of the state, because you know what? The state is going to be able to say, the prosecution is going to be able to say, we called every expert known to humankind in the United States. This guy that's on the stand here, I'm not. This guy that's on the stand here today, Mr. Ryerson, he used to work for the Commerce Department. I mean, they have called every expert they could find. And poor Eric's got nothing. And so he's saying, could you understand what George Floyd is saying in this video? And one of the witnesses said, no. And you've watched the video. Yeah, it was part of my preparation for the investigation into whether or not this was an excessive use of force, which it was. But yes, of course I saw. Do you know what George Floyd is saying here? And they play this part of the tape that is inaudible, okay? It's just, there's no way to know what George Floyd is saying because he's being smothered. And the poor Eric actually puts this out there into the universe. He puts this out there into the ether, okay? He says, could George Floyd have been saying, I ate too much drugs? What? Poor Eric. Why did he do that? He did that because he needs one jury member to say, well, I think that I remember hearing somewhere along the line, I remember hearing that you know, George said, I ate too much drugs. So maybe he was ODing, and maybe he knew he was ODing, and maybe he committed suicide under Derek Chauvin's knee, is what happened. Yeah, it's really sick. It's just bizarre. There wasn't an objection, and I don't know why.
It's Officer King's body-worn camera starting at 20:21:01.
This is a portion that was already received?
Yes.
Any objection?
No objection.
I'd like you to see if you can tell me what Mr. Floyd says in this instance.
Oh my God.
I to the Israel on his Mercedes. Please. I to the Israel on his Mercedes. Please.
Hear what he said?
No, I couldn't make it out.
Does it sound like he says, I ate too many drugs? Listen again.
I to the Israel on his Mercedes.
I can't make that out, no.
Now, you can see Exhibit 1007 at the bottom of this page here, right? That's right off of poor Eric's computer, and in parens it says drugs. You see that? Because Eric knew that he was going to use an inaudible piece of videotape, and he was going to suggest something. That is so disgusting, okay? That is unbelievable. So, you know, now we had to look up poor Eric to see, like, how did poor Eric even get this case, okay? You know how poor Eric got this case? It was his turn. Apparently, they rotate. Eric really needs to rotate, is what he needs to do. No, apparently they rotate. And the guy who had the case, right, to defend Chauvin, because the police union pays for this, like $1 million. You know, and when you're in court, it's like $2,000 an hour, right? Anyway, the guy who got the case, the guy who, you know, was on deck to do it, he retired suddenly after he was assigned this case. He retired. He's like, you know, it's now or never. I'm out. And the next guy in line, poor Eric. It was poor Eric. Now, I want you to know, Eric has been a defense attorney for people who literally manufacture methamphetamine. Oh, yeah. He represented those guys. He also represented some NFL player's wife. Lost. She got 41 months in jail for, you know, vehicular homicide. Yeah, poor Eric.